This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Charles de la Desmarais reports that as many as 9,000 medical workers could join the bigger walkout in Hong Kong to demand closure of the border across which tens of thousands of people continue to travel daily.
Hong Kong hospitals have cut services as medical workers strike for a second day to demand the border with mainland China be shut completely to ward off a virus that's caused his first death in the semi-autonomous territory. The patient who died was a man who had travelled to Wuhan, the mainland city at the centre of the outbreak, before being hospitalised in Hong Kong. All but two of Hong Kong's land and sea crossings with the mainland were closed at midnight after more than 2,000 hospital workers went on strike on Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Iowa Democratic Party says results from the state's caucus are delayed due to quality checks and inconsistencies in some reporting, an embarrassing complication that added a new layer of doubt to an already uncertain presidential primary season. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Some caucus organizers blame glitches with a new mobile app, saying it caused confusion, forcing some to call in results for the state party to record manually, introducing human error and delays. Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price stresses they have backups in place.
They're validating every piece of data we have against our paper trail. That system is taking longer than expected.
President Trump's campaign tweeted quality control equals rigged. Again, Troy Price.
We want to emphasize that this is a reporting issue, not a hack or an intrusion.
Results are expected later today. I'm Julie Walker.
A Homeland Security official says the number of border apprehensions has dropped for the eighth straight month following crackdowns by the Trump administration. The official says the number of encounters with the border officials over the past 4 months was 165,000. A year ago, it was 242,000. More at VOAnews.com. This is